evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment.
What's happening, everybody? It's your friendly neighborhood dirtbag. This is Dirt Reynolds Deep Dives. I'm with two of Northwest's finest right now. We got Misdemeanor and Smooth Over. Introduce yourself, guys.
Yeah, you already know who it is. Smooth Over, a.k.a. the Nature Boy here. Got my main man, Misdemeanor, on the side.
Yes, sir.
What up?
Yes, sir. What's up, man? How's it going?
Yeah, I just want to let you know, man, I appreciate you having me on the show, me and the homie on the show, man. Yes, much sir. Love to y'all guys, man.
Okay. It's been a long time coming. Sending music in since the beginning, so we started seeing you at these shows, and I'm sure the fans will agree that you're putting out awesome fucking music.
Heck yeah, man. That's what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring back that old school feel to the game, you know. I mean, no knocking the new artists, you know what I mean? I see them doing their thing. I salute them.
Nah, fuck them new artists. No. Sorry, Chris isn't here to tell me not to say shit like that. So, yeah, it's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, the mama rap, huh? Yeah. Yeah, but I'm here to bring straight hip-hop, man. Real music, you know what I'm saying? Real bars. So, if you want that, then, you know.
We got plenty of it on deck. Plenty of it on deck.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. So, where are you originally from?
So, I'm originally from Virginia, man. Dukeway, Virginia. Born and raised. I just moved out here 5 years ago. My dad, he been staying out here probably maybe like 30 years, working in Hanford. So, I originally came out here to work with him out Hanford. But, unfortunately, he ended up catching cancer because of Hanford. So, I was like, yeah.
That's fucked up. That's where I'm work right now.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a real thing, though. Yeah, you know, it's plenty. There's plenty of bad spots out there. Unfortunately, to be in a spot where it's low contamination shit.
Yeah,
so.
Yep, that's what he was working at. Yeah, with the contamination, he was with all those chemicals keeping everything underground. So, but yeah, he's alive. You know what I mean? He's recovering now, going through a slow recovery, but I'm still out here to support him. Absolutely. And also, you know what I mean, this is my new resident now. I got a family out here, so.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yep.
Congratulations on the new baby.
Yeah, beautiful daughter.
I mentioned that on the last show, of course. You know, just a quick kind of, you know, shout out and salute. Man, fatherhood is dope. Is this your first one?
Nah. This is
my bad. You already been through it.
Yeah, I already been through it. You know, I'm an old guy, you know, but Nah, this is my sixth child right here.
Damn.
Yeah. Yep. All my other kids, they grown and doing their own thing. So.
Bro, I had one. I was like, I'm cool with one.
Yeah.
My stepson, he's 24 now, and he has two kids. So, yeah, damn. I moved at 39. You know, 40 to 35. I moved into that grandpapa role real quick, so it's dope, man. Kids are cool.
I like
he's doing fun shit, you know what I mean? Like I'm hard as shit on my daughter who's 11, and my grandson gets pretty fucking spoiled.
Okay. You already know that. Shoot, my daughter already spoiled you already, and she ain't number like a week years old, you know, already spoiled you.
That's dope. Misdemeanor, how long you been around here?
In Tri-Cities, I've been here a while, man. I was born and raised Sacramento, California. But I've been here, I don't know, like at least 16, 17 years or something.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. Like, it always amazes me when I run into people that are like, yeah, I've been here. I'm like, where the fuck you been at then? I go to these shows. Yeah. You know, we do a lot of shows and shit. And it's, I know you've been out here working. I've obviously done a little bit of homework. And that's dope, man. It's, I like what you guys are doing right now. I mean, I'm sure I enjoy the shit that you've done in the past, too. I just haven't got around to.
Yeah.
I'm real, like, I don't know. Like, I ride a fine line of, like, hip-hop music. I'm real hard to, like, get out of my comfort zone of certain genre of music. And that's, you know, me and Chris talk about this shit all the time. I've been so one way about music that I'm like, I like listening to Chris, Josiah Davis is Chris's son, and I'm like, I don't know if like my old age is just like being more tolerant of this shit. It's not like this sounds like something I would fucking hate 15 years ago, and I'm listening to it and I'm watching them put their heart and souls into it, and I'm like, it's fucking dope. That's just dope music. That's why me and him really enjoy doing that podcast and just playing like younger cats. Like that Jane the Goon show was fucking insane. I mean, the 509 Cypher show is fucking insane, man. There's a lot of people going fucking hard in the paint all the time. And I love, like, especially with this shit, like, have an opportunity to sit down and chop it up with you guys.
Yeah.
And actually get it out there so people can see. Like, dude, we're fucking humans.
Yeah.
And we have a dope-ass superpower that, you know, we like to share with people.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing these ciphers and stuff too, man. Yeah. Because I feel like we're such a small town, but there's so much division and there's not enough unity. There's not, like... I started meeting a lot of rappers that I had never heard of.
Right.
You know, they hit me up for the ciphers to be on and stuff. You know, because since they're doing good and everybody, like, wants on them now.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to continue doing. I already got Cypher 3 booked up. So I'm going to shoot that. And then Cypher 4 is coming, you know. But yeah, I've met a lot of people. And I've always, I don't know, I've always been, like, trying to spread positivity and unity, you know what I mean? Before the ciphers and stuff, I would try to hit up some artists, and honestly, they were just like, oh yeah, whatever, you know, cool, whatever.
I've reached out for some features. I ain't gonna say any names tonight. You know, and it was like, you know, and it just took, I was like pulling teeth, like, hey man, what about
that? Exactly.
What about, you know, it's like, it's always a dope idea when it comes down to putting in the work. Everybody's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I get, man, we all have lives. We all got shit going on. I ain't got six kids, but, you know. You know, it gets busy out here just trying to do life on life's terms most of the time. But I like what you said about that, yeah, unity shit, because I've always felt this way. Like, there's so much more that connects us than divides us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of people forget that shit, and they just like, you know, I'm gonna do me. New year, new me, I'm gonna do me.
Yep.
Then, like, you know, when you start helping other people out and kind of just providing a fucking atmosphere for
it. Exactly.
Like, you watch people be creative, it's like the coolest shit on the planet to me.
Yeah,
like,
uh-huh.
Maybe as I'm getting older and I realize that, you know, hey, time has never been on my side.
Yeah.
And now it's getting real. You know what I mean? Like, to try to do something, like, you know, we all want validation and shit in life, but, like, to leave behind dope music is timeless, man. I still listen to old-ass music.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I just, you know, shit I think about, like, hopefully, you know, I ain't gonna go mainstream or, you know, no shit like that, but it's dope to know that, you know, while I was here, I fucking did something to try to bring people together. And that's what, I mean, especially off that first, the 509 Cypher show.
You
know what I mean? Like, this guy caught my ear pretty quick, and I was like, that's dope. And a lot of the other artists you could see was like almost like their first time.
Yeah, it was.
You know, getting up there, mind blown by it.
Yeah.
I was talking to Chris the whole time. I was like, man, you remember that look, right?
Yeah.
You're just like, you know, like froze like a statue. Shit. You know, those people are here just, you know. And
people come out.
And that's why I can't wait for another one, because I want to see those people come out of their shell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Comfortable.
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm providing, like, people a show, and then the artists a first time to perform. You know, they're getting out their shell, like you said, and so it's cool to see. You know, I'm really doing it, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's crazy, because
putting in the work and then seeing a really good payoff at the end of it. Like, dude, like, I don't know, I'm at the age now where I'm not motivated by money. You know, somebody comes up to me and they're like, oh, we're gonna sign a contract with you right now. I'm like, yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless we're talking like distribution and, you know, and some serious things right there. Exactly. But, like, I'm motivated by working with guys like you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Honestly, that's exactly how I am too, because honestly, I'm not making, like, I'm not getting rich off the ciphers, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not getting rich, but, like, I'm trying to do these ciphers not to get rich off these artists, but to, like, you know, bring unity, get together. Like, I have these beat sessions where I'll just invite artists and come through and we'll make a beat, you know, and just vibe off each other's ideas, you know?
Yep. Yeah, no, that's super dope. Like, especially watching some of these young artists where I'm like, you know, the whole time I wanted to like just like pull a couple of them to the side, like, hey, you got something here. Try this next time. Because I don't know. That's how I got my name, Dirtbag. Hey, so when I first started coming out, I was TAZ and I was all proud of that shit. And then one night I was super drunk in front of Ray's and I was telling some new guy. It was his first night there, you know, kind of with the, he was the underdog, kind of with the big dogs on the shows. I mean, I remember Firing Squad was there headlining and it was just one of those classic nights. And this guy came out front. I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, like, you know, your music sucked. You had no fucking essence. You had no presence. Like anybody can go on the internet and hear that shit. People came here and paid money to see you ball the fuck out on stage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then C-Ray, of all people, looked at me and goes, God damn, you're a dirtbag. You are fucking dirtbag Daryl. And I was like, done.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? A month later, that dude came back to the fucking Rays.
Killed
and me. Fucking just eons. And you know, it's funny too. He kept introducing people to me, like his friends. Like, hey, you got to come meet this guy, Daryl. He fucking hates my music. And I was like, I don't hate your music, man. It's just not for my ear. But I know one thing I appreciate is how hard you fucking work at bettering yourself and just, you know, like you recognize that being teachable. Like, I don't know, that's just cool shit. And that dude fucking does well now.
It's
a good conversation. Every time I talk to him, it's, you know, it's always like, you know, hey, but you listen to the new shit. I'm like, nah. But you know what I do, you know, I like fuck with it, but you know, I do. And it's just fucking dope, like you said, watching people kind of take the creativity from where they're at and just expand on it.
I kind of been going through that too a little bit with these artists, because you know, obviously I'm putting all this work in, so I want the artists to be dope artists, have good lyrics, good flow, you know, all that.
Well, not trying to be like a yes man about it, like, you know, like, hey, man, here's where it fell off a little bit, engineering.
So even though you have to pay, I'm not just allowing anybody to get on there, you know what I mean? So I actually had one guy, and he was kind of upset. He's like, bro, what do you mean? Like, what song did you listen to? I'm like, dude, I'm just like, look, I'm listening to everything. I'm listening to the beats, to the engineering, to the flow, to the cadence. Like, I'm paying attention to all of it, to the voice.
If it ain't right, he ain't putting it on. That's what you're pretty much saying. Yeah. If you can't spit them bombs, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a competition game. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, you know what I mean? He ain't putting out no garbage work. You know what I'm saying?
It makes a difference. Yeah. It's like, you know, you're putting your name out there, like, this is what you're known for.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, because I'm putting all this work. So I make the beats to the cyphers. I film the videos, but
I'm trying to tell you.
I do have some help, though. For the first cypher, I had somebody else help me, Blue Visuals helped me, but a lot of the filming that I used was my footage.
That's dope. I didn't know that either.
The second one, Primo.
Yeah, shout out to Primo.
Shout out Primo, man. He's cool, Primo. Cool people for sure. But he helped me. He had the stand up camera, and I did all the editing. Shout out to Clarence Brown too. He pulls up and takes pictures and stuff. So he good picture too. But yeah, man. I mean, I'm paying for the venue, rent it out. I'm making the beats. I record most of the verses here. Some people go to Z, which he's super, super good engineer.
Shout out
to
Z. He's mixed four of my albums, and you'll never hear me complain.
Yeah, no, he's
like,
super dope.
He got done mixing one of my songs. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Like, that's you. And I'm like, God damn.
I know, yeah. So
I feel like I just put on one of them Instagram filters right now. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. So I tell the artists, too. Yeah, for sure. I tell the artists, too. Like, you either have to come record here or record at Z's. That's it. Nowhere else, you know. So I try to put some heart into these cyphers, you know. And then now I'm doing some open mic sessions because I'm getting so many people. And maybe if you're not as good or whatever for the cyphers,
right,
I'm gonna get you on the open mic.
Still have a platform.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm trying to do. Spread love, you know what I mean?
That's like another thing with doing the shanty. I mean, I try not to fucking talk too much. I'm just supposed to be the fucking interviewer here. But, you know, like with the show, like, we're playing your music. We play, you know, we play all kinds of people music, and they're tripping out about it. They're showing people. Like, it's crazy how much it's grown in just 3 months. And, like, I used to listen to the shanty radio nonstop when it was out the first round. And that was like the, I mean, I couldn't wait for them fucking episodes to, you know, to upload. And, yeah, you know, Chrissy had to do it in 20-minute sections. And it had to bounce out in live time. So that was literally just taking a full day of to getting that music out there. And then, you know, of course, you get to a point where, you know, it's not like it was oversaturated, but like at a certain point, like, fuck, I'm donating a whole day to this. You know, it's the middle of summer. We're supposed to be out partying or supposed to be at these shows and shit like that. So, I mean, time is money. But again, you know, like still having a way to provide for, you know, dudes like for an open mic session. That's dope.
Yeah, had the first one with Smooth here. Yeah. Came out dope, you know. Same, and with the open mics, you know, that you bring your own beats, your own tracks or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't have to produce them. The cyphers, dope. You know, I produce them, but open mics, yeah, I'll record whatever. Y'all film it, you know. But yeah, that first one, I filmed that one and everything too. So I do a lot.
No, I underestimate my homie. Got a lot going on. I'm trying to tell you, bro. Got a lot going on.
All right, man, this is a dope conversation. Let's get into some new music right here on the Shanty Radio. And we got Smooth Over, and he's about to introduce this track.
Yeah, this is Smooth Over. Got a new track coming out soon. I want y'all to check it out. It's called Spanish Fly. Shout out to all my Spanish senoritas out there.
Please welcome to the stage, Smooth Over. Por favor, un fuerte aplauso. Murder was the case, misdemeanor.
Spanish fly, she be my centurita, thicker than a pizza without the visa. A queen like Tifa, used to sell reefer back when it was cheaper. Rock gold chains and beepers, her cold name was Lisa. Sanchez, don't bypass it, get deeper. Met her in the club called Fever's, hotter than the heater. I was so eager to meet her, thought she was a keeper. Had to show her up to my people's khakis and white beaters. Her daily fed like white were Rick. She pushed bricks, packed coke under her tits, her boldness. The coldness that never snitch a folded. Tequila make her freaky, she call me poppy like Puerto Ricans. Fuck her on the weekend, no beaches that have her speeching. And reaching up for me, leaking from out of her sweet Jesus. That's real talk, she was a hustler. Who ever thought she'd be my everyday customer? Yeah, for all my Spanish mommies that out there, let me see you throw your hands up. If you living life and you don't give a fuck, let me see you throw your hands up. Yeah, let's get lit, baby.
Spanish fly. Now she getting high, place the coke next to the dosa. Her nose getting closer. Took a hit, then a sip of Morosa. Gave her some courage, now she feeling bigger than Sosa. She scarfaced the rest, thought it was over. She broke down another bag of self, fuck getting older. She rather fucking get lit than live life just sober. With her ass like Nick, it make most man bolder. Scorpion, she's a Scorpio, born in October. She let me fuck her from the back and crash out on the sofa. Waking up to some head, she deep throated like cobras. Do they pray, what can I say? Each and every way, turned out, make a nigga wanna hustle dark and bring the blocks out in the west. But she know a nigga bleed down south. Her money took a hit, connect and give her shit. Now she broke, what a happy looking at my ass to fix.
Everybody give it up for Smooth Over. Que se oiga el aplauso. Thank you for coming out. Muchas gracias.
Welcome back, Shanty Radio, Dirt Reynolds, Deep Dives. I got two dope-ass individuals in this room. I got Misdemeanor and Smooth Over.
Yeah.
What's about that track, man?
Oh, man. Spanish Fly, Spanish Fly.
Who's what can I say?
You already know, man. Misdemeanor, man. Yeah, man. When we get together, man, I mean, sometimes, you know, we both, we be at each other's throat, you know, we making beats, man. But at the end of the day, I love him. That's my brother. And I'm telling him, we create magic together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just came up. I told him, you know what I mean, I wanted to do something for the Spanish community. And, of course, my girl is, you know, Mexican. And I respect the Spanish community. So I told him I wanted to do something, you know what I mean, different. And we just came up with this beat right here. And then, I came up with the topic. Me, I love to watch movies. I'm huge on movies. And
when I create, sometimes I put movie stills into it, like a script. So if you're reading it, it's actually, I mean, not reading, I'm sorry. If you're listening to this, the song, it gives you like a story of like, you know, me messing with the Spanish flag girl, and she's into, you know, heavy drugs, and, you know, she end up letting, you know, the fast life, you know, make her broke or whatever. So that's what I like, man. I'm huge on creativity. So
it shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're listening, man. It shows. That's what I love about music. Like, you kind of close your eyes. Like, I was really good at that. Like, reading books.
Yeah.
I could just kind of paint that picture. Yeah. Like, reading. And I'm the same way with music, man. I'm hearing. I can almost just almost fully seeing it play out as I'm listening to the music.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how do you watch movies?
Man. You know what, man? I still got a VCR and VHS.
But you can't.
Explain to them what that is.
A suitcase-sized
yes.
device we all own. Do you have the separate, like, just the movie rewinder?
Yeah, I have that too.
Yeah,
I used to have
one. Yeah,
rewind that shit
for
eternity.
Yeah.
So I wish I could tell you, you know, I'm not old, but the way we just went down memory lane right there.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yep.
Oh,
tells your true colors.
Hey, no, I saw funny things you were talking about, you know, movies earlier, VHS.
Yeah.
I was watching this random ass shit about Pete Davidson.
Uh-huh.
So, like, when all of the last of the VHS is all brand new, you know, like, they were all released, but they're all brand new.
Yeah.
He bought pallets and pallets and pallets of all these movies, never opened.
What?
And so, like, the interviewer later is kind of talking trash to him. And she's like, well, fuck you gonna do? He's like, oh, I have them everywhere. All my friend's house. I got storage units. I got these fucking things everywhere.
Worth money, too.
He's like, pull up this certain movie. Pull a certain movie on eBay. Yeah, it was like $1,000.
Yep. Damn. He ain't lying, bro. Damn. You know how much Beauty and the Beast went for? Bitch. Yeah.
I know.
I was yelling at my wife. I'm like, see?
$5,000, bro. Damn,
see all the DVDs I bought in that DVD tower rack? They're going to be worth something one day.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Yeah.
Probably not, but it's a nice thought.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
you hold on to things.
Yeah,
then,
man. Hot Wheels, dude. People collecting Hot Wheels and shit. Yeah. I went to this car show last weekend and bought way too many fucking Hot Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
For way too much money.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, though? Another reason why I started back being a collector, collecting VHSs, is because I tried to, like, go back and look at all the old movies that we used to look at on Netflix or Prime, and you got to pay for them, bro. I can't even watch them for free. You can't go in there and try to watch Revenge of the Nerds. Right. They're going to make you pay, like, $8, $9 for the, you know what I mean? So it was
Amazon
like.
Slick, like yeah. You don't even have that a subscription, but you got to rent that movie for
I know.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. So.
Digital world, man. Yep, I like to have, like, you know, I mean, I got a box, a very large box full of music from people, like, that I bought at shows, or, you know, like, I ordered them. Like, I had this one album, and it took forever to get to my house because I lost the mail, but I was all mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, the Block Monsters, and they're from South Bend, Indiana, and that's crazy because they sound like they're from, you know, L.A.
Yeah,
and West Coast Stone. Shout out to West Coast Stone. He produced a lot of that album, a lot of their bigger jams on that whole album. But like the dudes were dope. I was talking to the dude online for a hot minute, and I was like, "Hey, man, like, you want to just send me another one? Like, it's been a month, and like, I'm trying to listen to the snippets online. I want that album."
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'll go out of my way to buy shit. Vinyl, I buy a lot of vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Because if the internet go out, you're screwed. What you gonna do? The internet go out, you're screwed.
All the downloads ain't gonna do nothing.
Make sure you have a CD player on standby.
Well, shit, man, let's drop into this next one. Let's break down some lyrics.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah, man. So, you know, when I did the first cypher, unfortunately, I was put first. I was put on the headline. I was number one on the cypher. But, you know,
it's a fun
I
place to be.
Yeah, right? The first, right? But,
Come on, man.
Yeah, I was like, dad, they put me on the front line. But,
it wasn't because you didn't come hard enough.
Yeah.
Me. It was just, this is the first one, and I...
Yeah,
you're the first one that came to record for the cypher, so
Okay.
That's kind of why too.
Okay.
Honestly,
okay,
But you, I mean, you did tell me that you didn't give it your, like, your full potential.
Yeah. I mean, because it was, I was recording that night. I was already, Aziz recording that night when me and him was texting. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and kill two birds with one stone. After I leave here, I'm going to go straight over here. Because that's my work ethic. You know what I mean? I'm going to come straight over here to lay down
the verse.
Yeah. So when I came, I didn't think the cipher was going to be as that big. I thought it was just going to be a couple of local artists, you know, maybe two or three, right? I didn't think it was going to be that big. So I was like, I'm just going to throw a quick 16 on here, you know, something light, you know.
That was one of the, you know, obviously, you know, I've known Z for a while. So anything that Z puts out, I'm always like,
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a few on there that I definitely felt were like, you know, like this is their first kind of go around with it. You know what I mean? Like getting their feet wet. I'm not here to diminish anybody's, first time. You know what I mean? Like that first time, I remember my first couple of shows. I've been booed out of house parties. I know how that shit goes. You know what I mean? Like, and that negativity is like, okay, this is where I think you could do better. Mm-hmm. And I definitely try to approach it like, definitely. You know, I heard your verse. I'm like, dope. I heard a couple of the other ones. I'm like, okay, like, I see where they were trying to go. And then you just see, you know, like the froze up kind of look too. And I'm like, I know that one. That's good. That feeling's going to wear off. So, you know, then you're like, okay, I can't wait to see their next one.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Z just fucking cleans house.
Yeah, you are always.
And even on that second one too, like, son of a bitch.
Always. Yeah. I love doing music with Z because both of us is very competitive. And if you go back and listen to me, I've got a bunch of songs together. But if you go back and listen to it, you can just tell that we both bring out the best of each other.
Oh, Z's made me rewrite a few verses.
Yeah.
He said a verse, like, scrap that shit.
He's definitely. Yeah. And actually, one of the songs he produced, I said, Z excite me. Aminia from the Sky couldn't even excite me. Right. And Z was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? It was like, yeah, that's a dope-ass line. So that was me pretty much paying homage to him as well. You know what I mean? Just saying that he's a dope-ass artist and that I really rock with him. But as far as, like,
this
I said...
This is another dude right here that puts in the work.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, when you're putting in, you know, 100% of yourself into everything, especially like you... Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, both you guys, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. like, did it makes sense to be around those people that are willing to put in the work.
But that 16, even though I felt like it was strong as fuck, and I felt like it was probably one of the top three verses on that cypher to be real. But I know a lot of people can't, you know what I mean, fathom what I'm saying.
Because, that's exactly why we need these verse breakdowns.
So I can break it down if you want, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a dope collection of artists, too, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, 100%, like, you know, you got different skill levels almost. Yeah. Like, you know, there's introductory level, there's, you know, there's medium, there's seasoned veterans, and then there's the dope-ass beat, and then there's the dope-ass platform of, like, dude, like, it's this shit, like, okay, of course somebody's going to, that's my favorite verse, or that's my favorite verse. But you look at the collection of it, like, that's a dope-ass fucking, it's going to be a dope-ass series is what it's going to be.
So on the first line, I said, bro, I'm off the Richter scale. In this underworld, I don't have to know Kate, get it, just a Becca cell. So a lot of people, like, don't know what the hell I'm talking about, right? Yeah. But if you watch the movie Underworld, right, you know the lead actress is Kate Beckinsale. So I said, bro, I'm off the Richter scale. In this underworld, I don't have to know Kate, get it, just a Becca cell. You know what I mean? As far as, like, hustle, you know what I mean, selling. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? That pretty much break down that bar, right? And then I say,
it's fucking outer space level lyricism. Just if you need to check your pulse, like, that shit did happen.
And then I said, I'm from Dopewell. Yeah, that's kind of small, but these niggas get busy, illegal. You can ask Jamal. If you go do your research, Illegal was a rap group that came out in 1992 from Philly. And the name of one of the artists on that group was named Jamal. And the first single of that album was called Get Busy, We Get Busy. So that's how I broke all those down. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm from Dopewell. Yeah, that's kind of small, but these niggas get busy, illegal. You can ask Jamal. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to, you know.
Yeah.
You got to really pay attention to the bars.
Exactly.
It's cool. And it's next level fucking shit where, like, there's going to be people that are going to listen to this and be like, damn, I got to go back and listen to that. Pump the numbers up. Smash likes. It's fucking dope. You know what I mean? Like, just the callback to shit. Because, like, we're in such a, what do you call that? Like, instantaneous society right now. We're like, they've heard one. Where's two?
Yeah.
Two's here. Where's three?
Yeah.
How come we're not dope? How come five's not out? Like, you know, you got to learn to count. But I like, you know, when you make shit, when you do shit like this, like, hey, man, that's been out for a little bit. Like, they're going to be like, I don't think I caught that line.
Now exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, really digest it and, like, you know, it's fucking, man, it might help somebody be creative. Like, if I can fuck a misdemeanor now, I know I need to be listening to this shit because that's what's going to get me behind this microphone.
That's one thing I told him earlier, too. I told Smooth earlier, I was like, yeah, every time I listen to your songs, it's like I pick up something new that I didn't catch the first time or the second time. You know,
yeah, I'm barring out on the new on the open mic session.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm straight barring out on that.
Yeah.
So the open mic session, we won't go too deep. You know, I'll let you kind of run that or whatever you want to talk about on that.
Yeah.
But are you just like artists with their lines written or freestyling, or how are you running that?
Either way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, either way.
Just
trying to give them a platform, you know, trying to get more unity, like I said, and to spread love and, get some good visuals for them, you know. Mm-hmm. So, either way, I'm down to work.
Yeah. And not only that, like, I'm telling you, my boy got so much going on. He got albums coming out, you know what I mean, the collaboration album, so...
Yeah, guys,
make sure you be, you know, locked in on that. And
yeah, got an album coming out too.
It is going to be, innocent.
But yeah, I got a lot of people on here, man. I got so far, Smooth. Yeah. I got cousin Devin.
Yeah, shout out to Devin.
Yeah, I got Philly Blunt at the Moses Lake.
Filthy.
Yeah, he's super dope too. I got TCF Breeze.
I got
Fly Flav. I got Mr. Payaso, which he's out of Seattle. He's doing numbers, but he's locked up right now. And then I got Yellow Hill on there. I got Swifty Blue on there. So yeah, man, a lot of love. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not done yet. It's probably still. I can't forget my boy. Out of Spokane, he goes by S. Lakote. So yeah, he's dope too.
There's some dope ass talent in Spokane too. Like, people forget sometimes, man. Like you too. There's quite a few rappers there. One of my favorite rappers are Wildcard. I chop it up with Phil quite a bit online, trying to get his music out. I've been to a bunch of his shows. On One, Anna Wim. Just some killer ass fucking artists that
And
almost dropped some fucking serious albums too. Like, he's got a very impressive catalog, and it's all hip hop shit, like that super duper traditional, just fucking he's got a lot of C-Ray on there. I mean, a lot of, I know Shal's on there, Shal Sosa, you know. That's fucking dope to reach out everywhere too, not you know what I mean, not just kind of like little bits and pieces, but I mean, for a compilation album, you know, you're gonna do it. You got to do it right.
It
sounds like it's about to be fucking fire.
I got a lot of love on it, so yeah, I'm putting my work in for sure. It's not done, but it's not nowhere near done. I still got a lot of artists to go. I still have beats to make and all that. So.
So you go full, make all the beats, reaching out all the features.
But I'm doing all the beats. Doing all the beats, yeah.
And of course, he's producing my album, and that'll be out last summer. You know what I mean? And
yeah, that one's crazy too.
Yeah, that's gonna be really crazy.
Yeah, that one's tight.
So I got a couple of features on there. So far I got Z on there. I'm supposed to be linking up with Dickles. Me and him gonna do something.
Shout out to
Winnie combination crazy.
By itself, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, we got something going on.
Yeah.
You know, but so it's gonna be
dope. I can still get busy. It's been a while, man. My life forced a drastic change, you know, with music, and it really just shot my whole creativity down hard for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then right about the time I heard Raze was coming back, I still fuck with shows over Emerald. You just all of a sudden, man, just kind of hit me, like everything kind of balanced out a little bit, and like I just sat down with some you know, some time, some creativity time, and just started just writing out verses, and I'm like,
oh, yeah, man. You know, you know what, I've gotten that a lot too, is man, thank you for doing this, because you lit a freaking flame under me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it. I got a lot of that too. Like, oh man, thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm motivated more than ever, so, you know? Mm-hmm.
Creativity, man. It's legit. We just got done breaking down some bars off that 509 Cypher one, because now there are two.
Yep.
About to be three.
Yeah.
Maybe even 10.
Yeah.
We'll see where this shit goes. But you got another track you want to play?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Let's get into the next track, man.
Do you know the name of it?
Yes, I do. So the next track is High Hater.
And visualize a better life, but realize my lonely cries is out of sight. Nobody there, nobody cares about the fight. So I read and write my struggles until I feel alright. I know my vision would come to intuition. You dumb if you don't listen to wisdom. I'm solely giving the whip. Know that I'm driven my life. Know that I'm living the clip. Know that I'm willing to squeeze if you penny pinching.
I hate her.
I know you freaking wishing that I suddenly fall off like girls extension. But that I mentioned I'm from a different dimension. That breeze nothing but henchmen. No white stand in the kitchen. Still leave mom some dope next to her Winston. Still why y'all stand still, I laugh flinching. People wanna know what I'm doing, I know they fishing. But they can't catch this bass, I'm fast wishing. Yeah, homie, did you catch that? I don't think so. Switch up the bait and toss your pole. Cause pointy nose, cause bloody nose, that's how it goes.
I'm from Virginia with niggas living out for the cool.
Number one like Neo, better dirt rose. On my shot town bullshit that made dirt flows. Even though I'm ducking the course, my crossover code. Turn the leaf in disbelief, I'm made a go. I close my eyes and visualize a better life. But realize my lonely cries is out of sight. Nobody there, nobody cares about the fight. So I read and write my struggles until I feel alright. I know my vision would come to intuition. You dumb if you don't listen to wisdom. I'm solely giving the whip. Know that I'm driven my life. Know that I'm living the clip. Know that I'm willing to squeeze if you penny pinching.
Bye, hey,
I know you wish me well. I could tell by your face expression.
You hard as hell.
Wishing that I fell, but my goals won't allow me there. Doubt of me is like spraying mace up in the air. So when it come to it burn, take away your air. I'm the prodigy of them prodigals.
So be well.
Trying to grow my dreads, about to get a healing. Connecting with Mother Nature, one hell of a villain. Connecting with my connectors, one hell of a killing. Connecting with my clientele,
one hell of a
I touch weight to touch ceiling. I touch hearts to touch millions. And if it's all fake, and then I'm just dreaming. And if it is, I disappointed my dead semen. On God, gambling on my life so far.
A better life, but realize my lonely cries is out of sight. Nobody there, nobody cares about the fight. So I read and write my struggles until I feel alright.
I know my vision would come to intuition. You dumb if you don't listen to wisdom. I'm solely giving the whip. Know that I'm driven my life. Know that I'm living the clip. Know that I'm willing to squeeze if you penny pinching.
And that was
Wish Me Well, High Haters.
Wish Me Well.
Yeah.
Of course, we got Misdemeanor over here working this badass studio setup.
Yeah. Filthy.
It's filthy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
See the clouds, man.
Yeah.
It's like I'm in heaven somewhere.
Is this the end?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, murder was the case.
Yeah. You can get in, but you can't leave.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm not supposed to get this out. That's dope, man. I listen, you know what I mean? Like, you sending me shit. I've been listening to it.
Yeah.
I drive for a living, so I have a lot of time with me and music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all we got, man. That's all we got to sign, bro. You know? And with my free time, I got that pen and paper. I'm getting it in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, like I said, we got so much coming. Me and Mr. Mina, we got some videos coming soon. I just talked to a guy that owns a store in Pasco, and he's hella down for us to put our merchandise in his store and shoot videos for free. So that's a blessing, you know. So we just been networking and trying to make some things happen, you know.
Yeah,
for sure.
So I got one last question.
Yeah, okay.
Who inspires Smooth Over?
Oh, man. Who inspired me, man?
I know, I mean, like, life inspires a lot of your lyrics, man. I get that. But, I mean, like, you got to trace it down to, like, what's that one that just speaks no matter what?
It's two people that actually inspire me. Right now, definitely my daughter, Ivy. She definitely inspires me to become not only a good artist, but a good person. You see what I'm saying? So, shout out to my baby girl. And then the second people that inspire me is the haters. You know, they inspire me most definitely, bro. Like, people that's, you know, doubting my lyrics or don't think that I'm a good artist or whatnot. Like, I'm coming for your head, man. You know?
You find out. You find out.
F around and mess, find out, you know. So,
Family, man, fuck them haters.
Yep.
We're going to keep doing this shit.
Heck yeah.
What about you, Misdemeanor? Inspirations.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
That's how we get to know these artists, man.
I don't know, honestly. I just listen to so much music and, like, different genres and, you know, like, I could listen to some country and be like, oh, shoot, that's a cool guitar sound, you know, and I could listen to some freaking, my fiance, she wanted to go to Bad Bunny concert, and they had, like, the, how do you call it, is it the opera with the guy that's, like,
orchestra.
Yeah. And even that was so tight, man. Right. Like, some of that, like,
live orchestra.
Yeah, I was like, oh, damn. I was like, damn. So honestly. So honestly, like, I mean, so many producers, of course, you know, the Dr. Dre, Scott Storch, and of course, you know, all of them are super, super good. But honestly, I just get inspiration from all over the place, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, different artists, different producers, different music, different genres, you know.
Yeah, and with me, I'm just, you know, just growing up and, you know, the era that we come from, all that stuff is just still in my brain, bro. So, you know what I mean? So
I can just my hard drive up here is running out of fucking room. I'm like, I got no hard drive left for none of this new shit. And then I start hitting my car.
Definitely inspired me to, you know, give me definitely ideas, and most of my creativity come from, you know, past life, experience. So, yeah, it's nothing for me to write a quick 16. You know?
Yeah.
Because I've been through so much. So.
Yeah, so I can't even imagine how much fucking music you probably listen to. I mean, just being on the producer side of actually handcrafted beats and shit, like how much you have to listen to.
I don't know, man. I just grew up around music. Like, my dad, he's a really good, really good singer in Spanish. Really, really good singer. My grandpa too. Him, he would, like, sell CDs and, like, he was just always into music. Just always listening to music. And my dad works at a radio. He used to DJ and make commercials, and that's how I kind of got involved into it too.
Okay.
And, like, I made those commercials for, like, Cypher 1, Cypher 2.
Yeah.
You know, that's my voice.
That's his voice.
Like, Cypher going to town?
Yeah.
Michael wasn't invited.
Cypher going
to town. Yeah, so.
The fuck is this on?
I don't know if you heard, but the Cypher 2 show is on the 29th.
Yeah, be tuned for that. Yeah, what, Tuesday?
It's a Friday.
Friday, okay. Friday. This week, right?
Oh, is this coming Friday?
Yeah.
29th, yeah.
Okay, where's it at?
This one's going to be at the Hideout. It's right here in Kennewick.
Hideout,
Vancouver and 4th. It's a brand new spot.
Pass that on the way in.
Yeah, sit right behind the Circle K for you guys.
It's a cool spot. The owner's super dope guy. He's, you know, wanting to get a lot of local artists in there and whatnot. So it's super, super, super cool. I hope it does really good too, because it's a brand new spot. So
right.
not a lot of
I've seen
know
that,
about
that location change hands a few times, and then I've seen it try to be about a few different things, but it's without that local support, man, it's just not I don't want it to say that it's doomed, but I mean, like, you know, the people that own that shit, they're gonna they need the support from people to come out to these shows. I mean, they're risking everything we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, dope venues are hard to come
by.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because Ray's opening back up. It's cool, but like, you know, we gotta keep creating, you know, different avenues, different venues. Like, let's keep spreading around. It's like you said, man, all the shit needs unity.
Once that happens, boy, it's gonna be unstoppable.
And Ray's is cool, but they're booked for months, you know.
It probably didn't take them long to book out either.
A bunch of bands, like rock bands and whatnot. So they do want us back, but it's just they're booked, you know.
Yeah.
So trying to find.
Oh, I remember when we. Chris Davis, he's got a million of these fucking stories. But it happened to me early on too.
Shout out to Chris too.
Yeah, they you couldn't do rap there.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, you want to do a rap show? You want to do a set?
Yeah.
You gotta do it on heavy metal death metal night.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you know what I mean? So you're like, we're gonna do the set. We're most likely gonna get murdered. And you know, then it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it doesn't like, you know, crossing genres is a cool thing when you get like that. They could see that you're putting everything out there, and I'm sure if there were tomatoes, some people would have got to throwing tomatoes being all drunk. But I mean, like, at the end of the night, dude, like, some of those shows were fucking insane.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, oh, you're the fucking dude that went up between Skid Mark and you know what I mean? Like, it was.
Speaking of rock, well, I would love to do a song with Seven Dust. I don't know if you ever heard them before.
I have not.
Yeah, as a rock band. Oh man, they so dope, man. If I could, I would love. So if y'all listen to this Seven Dust, I don't know if you listen to it. You should be listening to it. But if you are listening to it, I'm pitching it out there. I would love to do a song.
Put it in the universe, man. That's how this starts.
Yeah.
I remember Gina. Mommy OG used to put together some dope ass shows. She's got some funny ass shit to say about some of these shows. She did one year. It was Rock Your Face Off and Wrap It Back On. And she had the whole shit lined out where there were rock bands, like local rock dudes and local artists. Like, you know what I mean? Just that show ran quite long in the day, and it was a rough, you know, like start to finish. I mean, obviously she calls everybody divas. I'm one of the top divas competing in, you know, the deadliest diva and shit. I mean, there's so many fucking stories like that. Like, that's the shit I love getting back to. And so hopefully with this new venue, you know what I mean, it, you know, it continues to grow and see success.
Yeah, hopefully.
Back then, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, man. Keep putting on for the city, you know, keep bringing shows, ciphers, open mic sessions, all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your when do you normally do the open mic ciphers?
The open mic sessions, I'm just booking those ASAP and just whenever
people just check your socials for those. Yeah. How can people get in touch with you about those?
Yeah, probably my Instagram more than anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram?
It's Misdemeanors, MISDAMEANOR. Misdemeanor. Yeah. Yeah, that's the best way to get a hold of me.
Absolutely.
And definitely, y'all can go on YouTube and type up Me Smooth Over, SMO space Ava Line OVA. And same thing on Instagram, Smooth Over 100. Check me out. You know what I'm saying? Got some dope videos.
Yes, I'm like I said, once this shit comes out, man, you guys are international.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely.
We got listeners overseas now.
Oh, man.
Nobody's reached out, so we're not sure if they're robots yet or not, but. You know, hopefully they're real people. Hopefully they'll be, you know, they'll look up your music. And I mean, I'm sure, you know, we're getting, we had a Instagram page put up recently and kind of managed along with some of the other social shit too. So like, it's definitely, I've seen the show gain quite a bit of traction just from our last episode. So, I mean, it's dope about this, just giving people that fucking... the fucking platform, you know, I mean, you can listen to your music. People can listen to your music on our show. We play it all the time. But then they hear a deep dive on it and they start, you know, like, fuck, man, this dude, there's way more. There's always way more to the artist than what people hear, you know, beyond the music. Mm-hmm. So that's when Chris was talking about doing deep dives, he was just kind of, you know, and he was like, yeah, if you want to do them, he's like, you should. And I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to fucking start doing them then, you know, because that's the shit that excites me is learning more. Because I follow people by exactly what they say on music. And then you get a chance to sit down and chop it up with people. And you're like, yeah, this these fucking dudes are actually dope. You know what I mean? I didn't expect any different between you guys, you know, but you know, you never know. Like, yeah, they always tell you shit, like, you don't ever meet your heroes. Like, man, like, nah, I want to pass that information. I want to make sure people know where to go to get the music, where you can see these shows, how they can get merch, how they can contribute. Yeah, yeah. And if you're a dope ass artist and you want to hit up one of these sessions, hit this man up on Instagram. That's what he just said. I'm not going to keep repeating myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only that, if you guys look at artists out there looking for some dope beats, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they got the beats for sale, too. So
Is there a separate page for just the beats, or it's all?
I got my website. It's
okay.
MrMeterBeats.com.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or YouTube, the same channel that the Cypher's on.
Okay.
I got some beats on there. I got everything linked to all the artists that were in Cypher 1, Cypher 2. I got all their socials on there too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So yeah, one stop shop. Just type in 509 Cypher to get you where you need to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's dope, man. Well, shit, I think we're about wrapping it up here. You want to get into another song?
Yeah, man. Let's get into another song, man. How about that? We're going to go ahead and get into Last Kings, Smooth Over featuring Z.
Fire Squad! Exclusively right here on the Shanty Radio.
Wrong. Don't take much strength to pull a trigger, but try and get up every morning, day after day, and work for a living. Let's see him try that. Then we'll see the real tough guy, the working man, the tough guy. Your father's the tough guy.
I came from the gutter, my singleless mother. Try to make ends, but their meat was never smothered. Now that's deep like black holes, you can't even hover. Now that's deep like fish burn. Undercovers. I know that they skimming, so I'm fighting these demons. I took a few L's, but I'm still breathing. I'm not the one you sleep on, continue dreaming. I'm not the one you creep on, so get the leaving. God gave me the strength, and with the strength I am the most powerful Aries. Shout out my rounds, confessions of fire, like a new cam. My blessing is higher, like a new Sam. I mean Samson before Delilah cut his hair. Came from upstairs, 100-pack in my underwear. Used to live fast life living until I found out that living fast life living would get your ass a certain amount. A time behind bars is what I know well. What you know about no business, hell without bell. And your girlfriend get nailed by light skin for real. Putting cold water in noodles, hoping that shit swell. Goddamn, your boy off the scale. Used to eat fish tail when there wasn't no fish there. Now my fish be so rare, they don't even sell. Don't test me, we can go there. Lay low, hardcore, probably all my dark car. Mama ain't got food money, bet you we don't starve though. Hustle pumping through me like a cargo. Marvel, cargo on my back look like the city with an art glow. Remind me why I fuck with y'all. Pasta like you start slow. I'm stacking like a car full, but y'all solid as a parcel. If they don't talking to me face to face, like is it really hard though? Tell your boy today and I'm gonna see your ass tomorrow. Look, you can king me with a beanie. I'll be breathing on this bleezy. If you acting like a beezy, then you probably not gonna see me. Maneuver like I'm greasy, they can't squeeze me for my cheesy. The swamp cheesy in these photos, cause they be jocking on my steezy. Believe me, it's easy, you can see me at the spot. And my family posted up, it's eating good until we not. It's for the homies on they workout while that prison door won't lock. It's for my ghoulies going bully for they family till they block. It's real royalty, my people eating off these royalties. My bitch, she love to spoil me, put the weed right where the oil be. Fuck them, we relaxing with it, hit my throne, this action. Social with the apple clicking, cutting with the soppers in it, King said, bitch.